This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have documentary producer Ron James joining us. And, of course, he is credited on the Paracast site as being a TV producer for Paracast Plus. But he hasn't yet really done anything in terms of content there, but we're hoping things will happen eventually. But let's continue here with some good stuff. I want to welcome you back, first of all. This is, I think, the fourth time you've been on the Paracast. We hope to have Chris O'Brien here, but he's running late from a project. And so at the last minute, he ended up not being available. So it's you and me all alone in the watchtower.
Wow. I can't imagine a Paracast without Chris, but I'll try to make it.
Well, we'll make you the Chris for this particular case. Now, when we look at your background here and all the things you've done in terms of our paranormal universe, when you were a kid, did you say, I want to be a film producer or a video producer with paranormal content?
So, yeah, actually, it was none of those things. I didn't have any idea of directions that I was going to go in. In fact, I thought I was going to do a whole lot of different stuff. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a rock star. So I had a long journey. And I actually took a long time getting to the video world. I ended up in graphics and graphic arts and ad design and all that kind of thing. And I worked for several companies and then started my own. And I did I eventually ended up living in Florida with a screen printing company that was doing pretty well. I used to write for the magazines, and so I was very popular in the industry. And I decided to make an instructional video about screen printing, so I hired this guy to do it, and I wrote it and directed it. And that was about the time of the O.J. trial, give you an idea of time frame.
Oh, yes, the O.J. trial.
I had so much fun making the video that I decided that I really wanted to go in that direction. So I actually bought half of what used to be Joe Scarborough's recording studio in Pensacola. The deal that I made with those guys, I was producing an audio book at the time because I was writing fiction. I was actually the publicity chairman for the Horror Writers Association for a short stint. And I hired this recording studio to help me make this audio book. And the guy was having problems with his partner. And I just really, everything fell into place for me to buy half the recording studio, sell my screen printing company, and immediately go into video production. And I had never picked up a camera, didn't know anything about any of it. And within the first day, I'd actually made my first TV commercial. And within the first 6 months, I'd already started winning awards. And so it just took off from there. And then, I'd never really wanted to be a part of the mainstream kind of media machine the way it works. So I first tried to sell a couple TV shows to like Discovery Channel and National Geographic. And I learned very quickly that you can't break through those doors, but they welcome your ideas, which if they like them, they just steal. So after seeing a couple of my show pitches end up on TV, I realized that I wasn't going to win in that game. So I started just creating my own individual media, just making my own stuff. And I ended up in Sedona, where I'd met somebody that I wanted to work on a project with. And that's when I met Chris O'Brien and Steve Bassett. So both of these guys were very influential. I hadn't yet really forayed into the paranormal. It had always been a topic of interest for me. I used to read UFO magazine, and I'd see Nick Pope, and I'd see these guys in there. And, I never thought I'd be working with them. I used to watch Stan Friedman on TV, and I'd be like, wow, man, there's a sane voice in this world. Here's a scientist that's willing to say that maybe there's something to this. But I never thought I'd be, like, hanging out with them. So it was an interesting turn of events. But I met Steve Bassett, and he hired me to produce the X Conference. And so that's what led me into the ET field. And then, I met Chris there in Sedona. And Chris and I worked together for the whole 7 years I was in Sedona. We produced a lot of little films together. We did a lot of work. So that's how it all started. you know, I've won some of the EBE awards, and my channel, my TV show, Bigger Questions, I put it out on YouTube for free, and it's getting a lot of views. It's one of the most popular shows of its kind, a special interest set-based talk show that's out there on YouTube. And I just keep doing it. I believe in that the two most important questions facing humanity is the issue of life after death and the ET question. And I think that humanity is on a collision course with a bad destiny. And if we do not have some kind of paradigm shifting event, then, you know, things aren't going to end well. And so I really think those are the only two things that are going to wake up enough people simultaneously that maybe we can take a deep breath and put on the brakes of our own course towards calamity.
You know, when I look at the situation right now, forget whether you're Democrat, Republican, you live in another country. I just see stupid. I see lots of people doing stupid things and not sitting back and trying to figure out real solutions. And it's making a mess of everything. Like I said, it doesn't matter what your political party is. You can't think that we found any answers to anything.
Well, I think it's because, you know, we lack any kind of unifying force on the planet. There is nothing happening right now that is of any significant scope that is aimed at unifying humanity. You know, we can say that we can sit in a yoga class in L.A. and talk about how advanced we are and how spiritually evolving the planet is. But, you know, we have ISIS. So the idea that there's no real global leadership, there's no real philosophical motivation for human beings to clean up the world around them and clean up the world inside of them. And a lot of people, I think, you know, are lost in the Walking Dead syndrome. They are literally resigned to the fact that we're just waiting around for the bad stuff to hit the fan.
Well, then it might be too late. So is it possible here that the reason people see UFOs or have other paranormal experiences is not so much that there is a physical phenomenon there, but it serves as a message or a guidepost for us?
Well, you know, Gene, I think that the nature of reality is so fluid and so just really hard to comprehend that there's a very, very thin line between what's real and what's not. And so that even if there's even a line there at all. So to take these experiences and these phenomenon and try to box them into something that fits with our own ability to perceive what's around us, I don't think that's effective any longer. You know, we have guys out there right now telling these wild stories, and then we have all the people out there that are saying, oh, that's impossible, you're just a hoaxer. And I look at these things and I'm like, okay, you know, if you are 5 years old and you end up being age forwarded to Mars and you spend 15 years doing something and then you get put back in your body, right back where you were when you were 5 years old and you wake up, you know, some people might call that a dream.
Yeah, but also call yourself John Carter, because that's kind of the way Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote that character, that he falls asleep in a cave and he ends up on Mars.
So my point is, you know, we talk about, you know, dreams being alternate realities. There's probably a lot of alternate realities out there. And if you have enough of your own personal mind power, you can create your own. So I think that instead of spending a lot of time trying to attack people's minutia, we need to realize that there's just a lot of stuff going on that we can't explain. And so it's really easy to go, okay, well, I don't believe in chemtrails or contrails, or I don't believe in abductions. It's my labs. The fact of the matter is this stuff's happening. And my personal belief is coming to the point where I think that the laws of reality within this matrix that we're living in, taking it for granted that we are living in some sort of a simulation, are so flexible that anything can happen, anything can be true, and things can be true and false at the same time, just like quantum computing. So it's really hard to box stuff in at this point. So all we can do at this point is just sit and wonder at all of it and try to make sense of it all and do the best we can as people to try and be a part of a human evolution that succeeds. I think we're in a simulation where we're here to learn a lesson or evolve as spiritual beings. And since we're walking around in a human body, why not play the game as good as we can? And so that's kind of where I've been coming from lately after a huge journey.
We're going into the journey of Ron James, but then we're going to talk about association with MUFON and answer some of your questions. In any case, we also want to invite you to listen to our other radio show, After the Paracast, available exclusively if you have the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. We're talking to documentary producer Ron James. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Ron James, number four attempt to join us on the Paracast. We're going through his background, his beliefs, and everything before we get into a lot of the specific stuff. But do you think, therefore, that this is the Matrix universe and that we're in cocoons or something? right now, that you and I are sitting in a cocoon, we're generating a collective or individual reality, and if we know that, maybe we can change it?
Well, I think the idea of sitting in a cocoon is still basically assuming that there's a physical form. If you're an energetic being able to take the energy and create a physical reality around you, there is no real physical reality. And that makes a lot more sense, especially according to physics and what people on the cutting edge of physics are starting to look at, than that we're in a cocoon somewhere that's a physical place and we're just dreaming this reality. You know, I do a lot of stuff with Nassim Haramein. I just helped him screen his new film in Sedona, and I actually had a chance to sit down and talk to him. He's got a fascinating new theory, and a lot of people say, you know, Nassim's stuff is fringe science, it's not peer-reviewed, it's too metaphysical. But he has actually sent his latest theory in for peer review and gotten very positive results. And the basic layman's version of what he's saying is that, you know, they're always saying that consciousness exists in the brain. Neuroscience says that when the brain dies, consciousness dies. But Nassim is saying that looking for consciousness, memories, an individual inside the brain is like opening up a radio looking for the guitar player. It's not there. And he's saying that with all the brain research that's been going on, they still can't really find where we store memories, which is, you know, arguably the largest data set that would be part of the human brain function. And so what he's proposing is that everything exists in the energetic ether. Reality, we all know physical reality is formed by vibrating energy. It's really not here. The illusion of a table, it's not really a table. It's energy. That's pretty well accepted throughout science. So we already know that the illusion of physical reality is truly an illusion. And so what he's saying is that that energetic matrix that makes up the sum of all consciousness is also where our consciousness is housed. It is not in our brain in a physical form. It is part of that energy. And that each human being, in order to come into this simulation, is tuned to a certain frequency that experiences that consciousness. So our individuality is really a frequency inside of the energetic hologram. So when you start thinking about that, if he's right, it proves life after death scientifically. It proves that the existence of the consciousness transcends the death of the physical body. And it plays into what we're starting to realize about our reality. And more scientists are piling onto the idea that, hey, you know, this very, very well could be a simulation. There's a lot of experiments going on that are really starting to look at this. There's even one over in France, I believe, where they're trying to figure out the pixel count of the illusion. In other words, how high res is this? And with quantum computing, you know, David Deutsch is an author who says that, yeah, once we develop quantum computing, we're going to be able to create convincing artificial worlds. And by using the calculations inside the Turing principle that says that, you know, things will exponentially grow, and that if something is possible, it's probably already happened somewhere.
Almost brings us to the world now of VR and AR.
Oh, yeah.
Things that we're experimenting with existing computer systems. In fact, Apple has made a big investment in that, in its future operating systems, where suddenly hundreds of millions of people will take advantage of this. But that's still many steps removed from what you're talking about. But it's the concept is there. That we exist
in
this
totally getting
faux
better.
Reality, and now we'll have a faux reality that's no different from our real reality. We see it on TV all the time.
A long time ago, called The 13th Floor, that really explored that. It was way ahead of its time.
As another example, recently on the Sci-Fi Channel, there's a show called Dark Matter. And Dark Matter mm-hmm. has nothing to do with the Don Ecker show that recently ended its run, or the version that Art Bell had. It's where they have this computer where someone died and they uploaded their consciousness digitally to the computer. So if you enter this particular realm, you can actually have physical interactions with that person.
Mm-hmm. It's not that far-fetched. There's been a lot of speculation about that. Philip K. Dick wrote about it. There's been movies. You know, the whole idea that we could transfer consciousness into artificial intelligence, I mean, into an artificial intelligence scenario is possible, I think. We're not going to see it in our lifetimes, but it just goes to show that the fabric of reality and the walls of the illusion and the rules of the illusion are very flexible.
Speaking of Philip K. Dick, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and the rather bad remake, Total Recall, it was kind of like that, where you go in there into this place and you live in a simulation of a vacation. and then suddenly for Arnold Schwarzenegger, it becomes something real, and maybe you're never 100% sure at the end of the movie what was real.
Exactly. I mean, that was a really good example of that. And it's also a good example of, you know, what is reality. And so I just think for all of that, I'm just sitting back and watching. Because as it unfolds, I often joke around with people. It's like we come into this physical realm. We purposely make ourselves deaf, dumb, and blind. And I think that one of the greatest achievements we can do while we're here is figure out our way back out.
Oh, I would sure like to get out of this particular situation, but we don't want to get into that. I don't want to bore our listeners to death. Okay, but you still, of course, as a documentary filmmaker, you have to deal with physical equipment and everything else. For those who listen to our other show, The Tech Night Owl Live, what kind of equipment do you use? What kind of editing systems do you use?
Well, you know, I'm blessed among my peers because, you know, a lot of people that dabble in my field don't make enough money to sustain anything significant. But I just got four brand new Panasonic UX 180 4K camcorders. They're just absolutely stunning. I've got a brand new TriCaster Mini that, you know, it's a live switching, live streaming machine. So we're doing a lot of live streaming. In fact, I'd like to talk about that in a bit. And I have this really incredible, you were talking about virtual reality. I just picked up this camera called the Aura, O-R-A-H. It's the world's first VR camera that is capable of live stitching the four views together and live streaming virtual reality. So in other words, I can set it in my living room and you can put a headset on wherever you are in the world and you can see what I see. You can look up and see my ceiling. You can look down and see my carpet and you can look out my ocean, out my window and see the ocean. It's just an incredible piece of technology. And then I've got a studio that I shoot in. I've managed to get a really nice warehouse and I've got my own spaceship set where we shoot MUFON TV and some other things. Kendrick Lamar, the big performance artist, shot his video in my spaceship. In fact, if you Google George Clinton, Kendrick Lamar, spaceship, you'll see my spaceship set in the video. And then, you know, I've been lucky enough to do a lot of mainstream stuff in addition to the stuff that I do in the paranormal field. So I do a TV show with a guy named Damon Dash. He's an African-American that founded Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z. And we do this whole shtick where we kind of sit and compare notes on current events from our two vastly different perspectives.
Let's do our break here, sir. And we have more to come with Ron James. And he's talking about his background as a film producer. And you can, you know, if you have the money and the credit card has enough margin, you know, maybe he'll get one of those red 8K cameras next. You know what they cost? You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. information with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Ron James joins us, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. A reminder about that second radio show. And by the way, Ron kind of helped us there, where we made a deal with the network, GCN, to allow us to have a commercial-free version of the show and to post it in our premium area for Paracast Plus. And Ron helped us negotiate that, so I want to thank him publicly, because it certainly has helped quite a bit, and it's given our listeners something special to listen to. So it's the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. So Ron was telling us about his equipment, his 4K cameras, his VR camera, but you're not ready for the 8K, the red camera for $50,000 yet.
Well, you know, if I want one of those in Hollywood, they're easy to come on. But I'm not a filmmaker as much as, you know, I'm not going out making feature films like with single camera sci-fi movies that you're going to see in the theater. I'm more of a talk show, documentary, set-based stuff that uses the three or four camera live setup and switching. And so I don't need a camera like that. But, you know, again, in L.A., we have a website called ShareGrid. And if you need a Red, you just hop on ShareGrid and you can have it for $400 a day with an operator. So, you know, that stuff's out there. It's easy to get. There's nothing that we can't offer our clients as far as what they want. I do a lot of video production for companies. I do a lot of video production for TV shows. I do stuff that ends up on DirecTV. So, you know, that's kind of how I pay the bills, besides doing my own things. So anything that's out there we can get.
What about in terms of editing? What kind of equipment do you work with?
So I have the new Mac Pros. I've got two of them. And then I've got two flat-screen iMacs. And then I've got two of the older Mac Pro Silver Towers. So I've got six edit suites altogether. And I was on Final Cut, but Apple committed suicide, in my opinion, with that. They definitely made the mistake of moving to Final Cut 10, which is incompatible with anything. So I jumped over to Premiere, and so I'm a big fan of the Adobe suite, and it's pretty much what I use. Sometimes people will ask for Avid or some other format, and if necessary, I know enough about that stuff to be able to get the job done.
You do know, of course, with Final Cut Pro 10, they have made huge numbers of changes over the years to try to restore the silly stuff they pulled out.
Yeah, but it's too little too late. You know, when I realized that I couldn't work in Final Cut 7 anymore because the new codecs just weren't, the software just couldn't handle it. So when everything went to AVC HD, which is an acquisition format that Panasonic likes, I'm running Panasonic cameras, it just wasn't working in Final Cut. And when I jumped into Final Cut 10, it was like, yeah, I don't want to have to learn this stuff again. So I downloaded a trial version of Premiere, and it took me less than a day to move from Final Cut 7 to Premiere because they were so similar. And honestly, when you're doing what you do, you don't have time to abandon ship and learn a new software program. I needed to get the job done, so I just switched. And if Apple's trying to make up for it, that's fine, but they missed the boat.
Well, look, they're still selling your computers. Right now, they're selling Final Cut Pro 10 for $300, so I doubt that they're really making that much money. Are you going to consider, by the way, getting back to technology, and then we'll leave it, this new iMac Pro, $5,000 computer workstation with a standard 5K slim iMac?
Yeah, I haven't looked into the tech specs on it. You know, Apple walks a very, very interesting line. They're uncanny at being able to divide price points with features and keep everything, you know, like the most expensive one at the level right below, no matter what the model, is just a little bit less than the one in the next tier. And so I haven't looked into that. I'm a 2 or 3 monitor person, so the all-in-one computers don't really do that much for me anyway, because I need to be able to have a lot of real estate on my screen.
Let me tell you now, iMac Pro will be able to run 2 external 5K displays in addition to the internal one.
What do you think the benefit of the iMac is compared to the, like, I've got 2 of the Mac Pro trash cans. A lot of people think that they're overpriced, and maybe they are, but they've been really, really good. So I'm not ready to buy new tech. I just bought a new iMac Pro, or just a new Mac Pro for the studio, so I just bought another one. But I'll keep my eye on it.
It's coming out in December, and there's going to be a brand new Mac Pro form factor. Not the trash can, but something that you could really go back to the original cheese grater style, where you can upgrade.
Have you seen what it looks like?
No one's seen it, what it looks like. The iMac Pro is just a dark gray iMac with the same guts as any professional workstation, Xeon processors, high-end graphics, ECC memory, that kind of thing. So that's what that is, with a new cooling system to handle it. But otherwise, other than the color from the outside, it looks just like the 5K iMac today. The new Mac Pro Apple's coming out with in 2018 with a new line of displays. And I'm saying dimes to donuts. Apple already has 5K displays down pat. Nobody can match Apple with 5K displays in terms of what they can do with it. I think Apple is going to come out with probably an 8K display, or maybe a 10K display, so you can, you know, you got the menu bars and everything if you're doing Final Cut. But that's the logic behind 5K. You edit 4K movies with enough room for the other stuff. So they would have a 10K display. And I would see that they want to get the professional workstation market if the industry is moving towards 8K. Obviously, feature films, not TV documentaries. That's my prediction, and it doesn't mean anything because Apple already knows what it's going to do. And they didn't ask me. But I was pretty good about predicting a few things from Apple, so let's leave it there. All right, let's get back to the practical point of view here, which is our paranormal universe. And the main topic, which people are waiting for, is the fact that among the people you've dealt with, it's MUFON. How did that come about?
No, it's interesting how that started. I was the MC of Paula Harris's StarWorks conference last year, or the year before. Can't even remember now. But I was backstage with Jan Harzine, who I had just met, and Jaime Masson. And Jaime walked up to Jan and said, you know, Jan, you really should set up some sort of a MUFON television channel and put your stuff behind a paywall, and that's how it should work. And I looked at Jen and I looked at Jaime and I said, well, you guys, you know, that's exactly what my company does. And so 6 months later, we negotiated a contract with MUFON to joint venture MUFON Television, which is basically, we're independent of MUFON, but we do have their content and we do a lot of the things that we think are going to move the brand and also the cause in whole new directions.
Okay. Tell us more specifically. So you go online on YouTube for this or what?
No, you can get a lot of MUFON material on YouTube for free, but MUFON is, it's MUFONtelevision.com, and it's a subscription site. You get it free with your enhanced MUFON membership, as you also can subscribe to it individually for $4.99 a month. And it's just a lot of commercial-free content, so you don't have to sit through the stuff on YouTube. We curate a lot of things, and we also, you know, create original stuff. We're getting ready to do a live show every 2 weeks. We're live streaming the MUFON 2017 symposium so that members of MUFON Television can watch that unfold, which I'm sure is going to be pretty interesting. We're setting up the platform to really take the strength of the MUFON organization. Love it or hate it, it's still the largest organization of its type dedicated to the scientific understanding of the ET phenomenon in the free world. And there's power in that. And taking that organization and its reach and its ability to hold members together and reach out for more, we're going to start flexing some of those muscles into some other avenues of trying to get to the truth.
Now, you talk about the truth, and of course, MUFON had this deal for this TV show, Hangar One. And unfortunately, truth and Hangar One seem to be in different dimensions.
Anytime you're dealing with television, you just have to accept the fact that these guys operate by a different set of parameters than a lot of other people do. Television has to meet dramatic standards. It has to meet ratings. The truth is, and a TV show are very rarely in unison. And that's why I'm not making TV shows. I'm making my own stuff because I don't have those pressures. So all MUFON did where Hangar One was concerned is give them some of their files, license the name, and get a royalty off the shows. And then the television dramatic machine takes its thing and does what it does. The fact of the matter is you have to look at whether or not you're getting a net gain.
I got to break it here and we'll go on. More with Ron James. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Ron James is telling us about the Hangar One show. This is History Channel, right?
Yeah, I think it was History Channel.
Okay, so the key here is that when it comes to this particular show, MUFON licenses their content to them.
But well, it wasn't even that. The show was produced by an outside production company, obviously. And the whole idea that this is from the MUFON files and that there's this secret hangar out in the desert populated by hot babes in skirts with transparent screens walking around, I mean, obviously that's not really the case. There's a lot of dramatic license in the show. What the arrangement was basically, let us look at your files, let us get stuff out of there that makes good stories, and let us build the mystique around the thing. And certainly nobody disputes that there is, you know, no real Hangar One. It's all just TV drama. But the fact of the matter is, nobody should be getting upset about that. It's how it's done. It made the show more exciting, because if you went to the MUFON office and said, this is MUFON HQ, it'd be like, okay, trust me, Hangar One looked a lot cooler.
Okay, so MUFON doesn't worry about dramatic license.
No, that's not what I'm saying. And also, I should preface this officially. I am not affiliated with the MUFON management, and I do not have a position to speak for MUFON. I'm just telling you from the standpoint of being closely tied with them as a partner in MUFON Television that, you know, I know a certain amount of things that I can speak about, but I am not an official voice of MUFON. But what I can say about that is, yeah, anytime there's television, very rarely you're going to find somebody that let television come in and take their story that is happy with how it turned out. And again, you got to look at the net gain. MUFON had no editorial abilities on any of this. So, you know, it's not like they approved the scripts and allowed the shows to go through and all of that kind of thing. They licensed the name, they gave the stories over, and then the dramatists that made the television show cool and good and something that would please the History Channel executives for ratings took over and went from there.
So they knew going in, this is going to happen. What comes out is going to be a bit or far removed from the actual truth. It's just going to be a docudrama.
Well, let's think about that for a second. Do you have anything specific that you can say that varies wildly from the MUFON case files? Because
there's one about documents that technically didn't exist. The reports are certainly heavily exaggerated and like that. They're taking dramatic license with real things. And you can decide the benefit of that. I mean, when we have a docudrama, for example, you know that you have a core reality to it and it's dramatized. Or you might compress characters. You got to fill 43 minutes, so you have something where you got to have three acts, a three-act play or something. And you're taking the basic facts, but you might compress episodes. You might have, instead of real people, composites. There are all sorts of things that can be altered.
Well, which non-existent documents are we talking about?
I would have to look up the exact things. I didn't specifically do it. But there are specific documents that were mentioned that have nothing to do with reality. And it's that kind of thing which is difficult. And if you want me to get you the specifics, I'll be happy to do it.
We certainly can't speak to ambiguity, so that wouldn't be anything that I would be able to comment on. All I can say is that I totally enjoyed Hangar One. I thought it was a cool show. I thought they tried to bring a flair to it that a lot of these other UFO shows haven't had. And honestly, if you can show me one ET-based show that's on television that hasn't inflated things for the sake of drama, I'd be hard-pressed to disagree with you. So I can't speak to individual instances of exaggerated truth in the Hangar One show, but I think that the net value of getting that information out there and enticing people to look into it outweighs anything that might have been done for dramatic flair. I mean, let's face it, if we can get one person, nobody takes what they watch on television and goes, oh, I'm an expert in the ET field. All we can hope for from the mainstream television shows is this. That we get some people that watch this that go, wow, there might be something to this. And then they hop on the computer and they start doing their own research and they find out for themselves and they make their own decisions. That is the net value of these kind of programs.
By the way, let me give you an example. Chris O'Brien has a long post, speaking of Chris, on Hangar One. He and Kurt Collins posted reviews of it. And they mentioned they have a document on there which is kind of sort of adapted from the alleged MJ-12 documents. It's number one.
When you say it's adapted from the MJ-12 documents, what does that mean?
It means they took text, sentences from MJ-12 to craft a fake memo on the show. The second thing is, let's go on here. The second thing here mentioning John Ventra, who is a rather controversial MUFON-State director, and he's one of the stars of Hangar One. And he mentions the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was abducted by extraterrestrials. That's nonsense.
Okay, you know, Gene, MUFON receives a lot of reports. This show is about reports that come to MUFON. If somebody hits MUFON with a theory about what happened to a flight or a theory about anything, 90% of the reports that come into MUFON are debunked immediately. So if somebody wants to grab a report and say something like that, fine. I find it hard to believe. I'd have to look and see it for myself, but I find it hard to believe that John Ventry went on television and said that he believed and MUFON believed that the flight was abducted by aliens. He might have said somebody said that, or that is a theory, or that is a speculation, but I can hardly believe that that was allowed to be put on as an official stance of the organization.
Well, from what we're looking at here, yes, there are several stories posted online that's what he believes. No, that's what he's saying, and that's what he believes. And the argument here I'm making about this is it's one thing to compress details to fit 43 minutes. It's another thing to take something with all the really good sightings available, lots of good sightings available, and take one and come out with an outlandish theory. Because I'm looking at the link right now, and that is definitely what this guy believes.
Okay. Well, you know, Gene, let's face it. We are in a field that at this point in time is nothing but outlandish theories. So everybody that has a viewpoint, everybody that has an opinion is largely expressing something that has no foundation in solid judicial style proof. So if you want to go, oh, this guy said this or this guy said that, and start attacking entire organizations because they voiced their opinion or they made a statement in a show that they believe something that can't be proven, well, everybody in this field believes something that can't be proven. So,
okay, but here's the point, and so we can get past it. All right, you have a TV show here, and this show is representing MUFON, even if it's taking events, supposedly real events, and dramatizing them. they have something here that's representing MUFON. And I would think then, if you want to represent the best that the organization delivers, you obviously, in the end of the day, the producers are going to do what the heck they want, because that's what they're allowed to do. But you try to move them into emphasizing the most credible cases, the best arguments you can muster for UFO reality. And that goes back to the days of Major Donald Kehoe. When Donald Kehoe wrote his books and presented stuff for NICAP, whatever you think of what he did, and I think he made a lot of mistakes, and I knew him very slightly, he tried to represent the best of the field. This is the best that we can come up with. All these sightings, decades, MUFON has been around since 1969. We have this TV show. Hopefully you push upon them, this is the best evidence we have. Now, they can say, no, we're going to take a wild story because that wild story looks good on TV. And very likely that's what they can do. But you have one of the stars there being a member of MUFON's inner circle, a former state director until certain things happened. And you think at least he, because he's voiced his theory independently, would try to be a little more circumspect on the TV show. This is just a point. You can disagree with it. I just think you're presenting a public image here. A lot of people regard UFOs as wacky subject. It's entertainment. Don't take it seriously. Certainly the mainstream media, for the most part, will say, well, UFOs, that's just the story they run when it's a light news day. They don't have to worry about Russia and Donald Trump and everything else. That day, we don't have anything. Oh, we've got this interesting UFO sighting. 1,000 people reported a strange light in the sky, or somebody reported something in their backyard that attempted to land, that kind of thing. That's when UFOs get to play. Or, of course, when Hillary Clinton was interviewed on the subject and referred to them as UAP, the more technical term for UFOs. And that, of course, you know, seemed to have credibility. Here's a presidential candidate who wants to do a real investigation of UFOs. So I think it's a matter not on the limitations of documentary TV shows, but on putting your best foot forward. Got more with Ron James. Intense debate. No, not really. He's a cool guy. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.